Welcome back to WBOI Presents. I'm Ben Clemmer.
And I'm Katie Anderson. Universities across the country are experiencing dips in the number of international students studying at their institutions. It's led to speculations about what could be causing the drops. But as Indiana Public Broadcasting's Lindsay Wright reports, leaders say regardless, the trend needs to be reversed.
As you drive down a main strip in Terre Haute, American flags line the streets as far as the eye can see. But several weeks ago, dozens of other national flags took flight alongside them. Around 30 flags blow in the wind as they line the front of an apartment complex.
Saudi Arabia is there. We have a lot of students from Saudi Arabia living here in the building.
That's Mike Ellis. He owns Center City Apartments, where nearly all 33 units are rented out by international students studying at Indiana State University.
I felt like by flying the flags of the various nations where many of the students come from, that it was sending a message to those students that we not only want them here, but we are welcoming to them being here.
Ellis says his message is in response to what he describes as unwelcoming language directed at people coming to the U.S. from other countries. It's something state education leaders believe could be contributing to a decrease in international students studying here. According to an analysis of U.S. Department of Homeland Security data, international enrollment dropped by about 4% between 2016 and 2017 nationwide. Indiana's numbers are following a similar trend. ISU's international student enrollment has dropped to just over 600 students, compared to more than 900 in 2015. And Indiana University's numbers are also taking a turn. John Wilkerson is the director of international admissions at IU. He says the numbers had been growing steadily for the last decade.
This past year was the first year, I believe since 2006, that we've seen a decline in international student enrollment.
That's something that IU student Adeline Iskandar Zukarnain is worried about. She's the president of the Malaysian Student Association. The number of members in the association dropped from 100 last semester to less than 50 this fall.
That is quite concerning for us because we still want to keep our student association going, but if we didn't receive any new students, that's a problem.
Earlier this year, IU President Michael McRobbie issued a scathing letter calling this trend tremendously problematic. He points to a number of factors, including anti-immigration sentiments. Wilkerson says other factors include increased global competition and some places offering clearer paths to citizenship or residency, and there's also safety concerns. Purdue is one university where international enrollment remains stable. In fact, the institution is in the top 10 in the country for enrollment. International Programs Dean Michael Brzezinski says it's a point of pride for the school. He says Purdue has worked hard to embrace international students on campus, and the benefits are wide-reaching.
There's not a job out there nowadays that doesn't require some aspect of that, what I'm going to just call intercultural competency. What better way to train people for that than to have that microcosm of the world here on our campus?
Not to mention, international students in 2016 contributed $1 billion to the state. Although Wilkerson says a number of factors are to fault for the changes in enrollment, IU refuses to take the wait-and-see approach.
Being proactively engaging with students, making sure that we are sharing with them the message of the community, doing that in a way that is candid and accurate.
And Ellis says he's hoping to start a conversation in his community.
I don't care where they're from. I don't care if they're black or brown or white or red or yellow. Everyone should be welcome in this country, and I can assure you, from my perspective, they are.
He's encouraging residents to reach out if they want to see their flag flying on his building, even if it means wrapping the whole complex. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Lindsay Wright.
We wanted to find out if colleges in our area have seen the same trends present at the national level and around the state. Our own Ben Clemmer reached out to several schools. What did you find, Ben?
Not a whole lot of consistency. To get a sense of how things stand in our region, I reached out to Purdue Fort Wayne, Indiana Tech, University of St. Francis, Huntington, Trine, and Manchester. Purdue Fort Wayne has actually seen an increase in their international student population this year, over 15%. And this was after they saw a small dip in numbers from 2016 to 2017. USF's numbers have remained somewhat constant, a difference of +3 from 2016 to 2018. There have been drops in the international student numbers at Manchester University. Manchester had 50 international students in 2016. An estimate from this year's enrollment puts the current figure in the low 30s. But Manchester is accepting international students into their pharmacy school in Fort Wayne for the first time this year, so they may reverse the trend as early as next school year. Indiana Tech's numbers went up from 2016 to 2017, but beginning this year, their international student enrollment is down by over 100 students. Trine University has experienced a drop as well. In 2016, 676 international students were enrolled at Trine. An estimate to start the 2018 school year has that number down to 277. The spokesperson for Trine did emphasize the school is still committed to serving international students, and that full statement can be found at WBOI.org with the web version of the show.
Thanks, Ben.
Thank you, Katie.